בוב הקמה פרק דל משנחס. שור שהוא יויצי להיסוקל והקדישי באולוב. We've said that the din, מבוא in the פסק in משפוטים, is that the shor that's reitzeach, even for the first time, even though he's a tam, klapi the bailim, ubala shor noki, but klapi the shor itself, the din of the shor that it's chayiv bedinei misa, and it's a bezer shor chov gimel, we treat it mamish like a capital crime of the shor, and it's a din that's chal on the shor, is even the first time. So his yotzel lisokel was gepaskind on him that he's that the shor is mechuyev skila, v'gdishoy ba'olov. The Balaam was magdish, the behemoth. Ene mugdish. The hegdish is not chal. Why? We read the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that says that the din of a shor haniskel is... Pasuk says, sokol yisokol ha-shor, but lo yo'ochel, sorry, the boser of the behemoth shall not be eaten. Now that shall not be eaten, the Gemara says, l'chor it's a nevelo. Of course it can't be eaten. So the Gemara says, lo yo'ochel, sorry, it's not going on after the skilo. It's going on before the skilo. The understanding of the Gemara is, the Gzeres HaKosov over here, is that as soon as the psak din is handed down, that the behemoth is chayiv skilo for being a shor niskel, it's chal on it iser hano. It's not an iser achila, it's an iser hano because it has its din. And memela, because of that, the Mishnah says that's why hegdash can't be chal. Now we have to examine this. Why, just because something is also bano, shouldn't the hegdish of the bailam be chal? But that's what the Mishnah says. Shchotoy, if he shechts it, it's not nevela. It's like we just said. If it would get skila, of course it's nevela. But at least then it's mutar bano. You could sell the bosser. Shchotoy b'soroy osur, if it's shechted, the bosser is osur because it's also bano. Anyways, the skila, it might not become nevela. If a person would eat it, he'd be over on eating from the isra no of a shor niskel. But he wouldn't be over on eating nevela. If before the Gemar Din, even after the Bezdin already heard Eidus, but before the Gemar Din is handed down, from Bezdin, Higdisha Ba'olov, Mugdish, because it wasn't Chal yet, the Isra No. It's not the Maisu Etzicha, but it's the Psak Din that renders the Chaloyz Din Isra No. And therefore, Vim Shchotei B'sori Mutter. So now let's examine why just because something is also Ba'ano, shouldn't Hegdish be Chal. Now the Pashtus, the way many Rishonim understands, Mufurish and Rashi, Rashi and Ksuba Staf Lamedal, and other places, they understand that the halach of Ashar Niskel is after the psak is handed down, it becomes also bano. If something is also bano, then we see that as a chsorn in the bailus, the owner is not considered to be able to be magdish. This is shaila exactly what the nature of that is. When somebody owns something, which is Yisuri Ano, is that called that since he can't be nana, he can't buy it, he can't sell it, he can't use it, he can't even have enough in the burning. So what does he have from it? If he doesn't have anything from it, then it's poka the bailu, so it's enish shaloi. Other achronim understands, bavusta shayla, had a look at Isuri Hano. Is it enish shaloi mamish, or it's just like an enish b'shus of the k'tzois? Talks about this in Simen Tovov. Other achronim, the Avnim Lun, in Simen Chav Ches, understand that maybe it's only in a bishusoy. It's like a weakening of the bailus, similar to a chayfitz which a person owns, but it was stolen from him. So when it's bishus hagazlon, so the chayfitz is missing, he can't be magdashit because his bailus is weakened. It's not in his jurisdiction. So you see, I know also, shaloi v'ene bishusoy. That's the way others understand. Vinishvi, one can't be magdish something. According to most Rishonim, one can't sell either. There's a Rashba in Bava Kama, Daf Samech Tes, that says a Chiddush, that this that the Gemara says, that one can't be Magdish something, that's Eine B'shusoy, is only Hegdish, but to sell one can. Ayin Shom. Al-Kabarim, the Pashtus is that Yisuri Hano Eine Shaloi, or at least Eine B'shusoy, and because of that he can't sell it, and therefore for sure he can't be Magdish it. Problem is that Tosis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, has a Das Yochitz in Tosis and Daf Mem Hei, that even after the Psak Din, he doesn't accept the Pashtus of the Sugi. As Rai is that after the Psak Din, even before the Skila, before the Shor is killed, the Shor becomes Asmano. He holds that the Skila creates this or no. And the Torah emphasizes that when the Torah says, Soku Yisokal HaShor, v'lo ye'ochel as besoroi. The pashtus of the pasuk is that after the skila, lo ye'ochel besoroi. So we dash in lo ye'ochel besoroi is even when it's in a state of shor before it's besoroi. You can talk about the animal after it's dead. It's a shtick flesh. It's not a behemoth anymore. We're saying, according to most Rishonim, that it's also banor even as a shor. We'll see another nafkamina in that also. Rabbeinu Tam holds no. He only becomes also banor sokol yisokol only after he's besoroi. Lo yochel is besoroi. However, the fact that he's oimid l'skila, that itself, since anybody could carry out the psak din, even though Bezdin carries it out with the regular ceremony of a psak din, with yad eidim tiyad l'boi b'rishoyna, that you have by any nigmar alov psak of misa. But l'maisa, since he's chayiv misa, let's say somebody would take the shor right now and push it off a cliff. It would be chayiv, the psak din was carried out, so therefore that itself renders it ene shaloi, it's not in his rishus, and that's why he can't be magdish. That's the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei asks an interesting question, an interesting angle here. V'mshchotei b'sorei muter, we said the reason is because now you can't paskin on him. There's a shor niskel, so the iser hano is never chal. Why shouldn't Bezdin paskin based on the edus that they've already heard? And paskin at the shor is give him posthumous din of a shor niskel. And the answer is, the Gemara says, because since we've seen that we go through the process of not stop treating it as a shor that has to be gotten rid of, but there's a psak din on a ritzach. Kimis sabayim kach mis sashor, needs a bezin shor chov gimel, and so on. So memela, there's a basic din when somebody is, when bezin is done on somebody for inchim, that the bal dover has to be oimid in front of bezin. Can't paskin ritzicha, misa, or even malkis on a bal dover shaloi befonov. So if the shor is dead, the shor is not befonif. Now, the Rishonim have a discussion. Could be even if the shor ran away, you could paskin. We had the way the shor becomes a shor in Iskol, the second time, the third time, the fourth, he ran away. So if he ran away, how do you paskin? So some Rishonim pull out from there that Avada, the din that it has to be befonif, is not makiv v'dievet. But the Rishonim insist that there has to be a shor. Once the shor is killed, it's not a shor, it's boso, it's a shtick flesh. You can't paskin, Bezin can't paskin on a shtick flesh that's in front of us, that it's a shor and it's not a shor. It's only if the shor ran away, so behind the shor's back, so to speak, you can paskin on the shor. This is the way the Mechaz Chinuch cheshmes out this sugya. By the way, the misis of Bezdin, when somebody is accused, is a mitzaseh. There's a mitzaseh for Klal Yisrael and for Sanhedrin to dan somebody who's accused of a crime, to dan him lemisa. Therefore, the Baal is not allowed a shecht. If the shor has already been accused, it's already been brought in front of Bezin, the Baal is mevatel that mitzvah say by shechting. We're talking here, he was over. He shechted, lemisa now became a shtick flesh. The Bezin can't paskin. One last point. We had a Mishnah Zayin that the Tanakama holds that a shor that's hegdish, Bezin will dan him l'skila. So lomazogin, that the Bailim was Magdish the Shor before the Psak Din was handed down. The Shor now belongs to Hegdish. Lamaisa, the Bezin is still going to be Danim. He's still a Shor. He's not a Shtik Flesh. He's still a Shor. The Bezin will be Danim L'Skila. If somebody's then going to be Nene, after the Psak, he'll be over on 2 Yisurim. He'll be over on an Issa Me'ilah, because the Bezin, it's Psul Yamagdoshim, because it's Nidin L'Skila. So Mamela, it's possible, Lamizbeach, but it still has a din of Me'ilah. It still has Kedusha as Bedek HaBayis. It's Psulim Mizbeach, so it still has a din of Kedusha. And Mamela will be Me'ilah, plus there'll also be the Issa of being Nenem from Ashar and Iskol. Mishnah tests. Now we have another halacha that's also negated to the responsibility for the Shor that's Mazik. Misori L'Shein Mechinom. The owner of the shor gave over the shor to a shem mechinam, l'shoyel, l'noisesocha. Noisesocha over here means a shem esocha. Now the chilukim between a shem mechinam and a shem esocha that we're going to have in Yitzhak Shem Mesechus Bob Metzia, there are various chilukim, but they're not negeya. All these levels, there is a level of responsibility that a shem does have. A shoyel, givis, he has a stronger level. A shem esocha, lesser madrega. Shem Echinim even less. Soicher is a renter, person's renting the shor. So this is machlekes tanoim. What level of responsibility does he have? A level of a shomer chinam. On the one hand, is not doing him a favor, so maybe as din like a shomer sach. On the other hand, the normal shomer sach is being paid for his services to watch something over here. He's paying, if anything, he's paying him. Now he has a benefit from it. So there's a machlekes if it's a shomer chinam shomer sach. But again, there's no nafkimina over here, and there's din between a shomer chinam shomer sach. Vi nishvi. The one who has now responsibility for the shor is supposed to watch it. The halacha is all of them are nichnesu tachas abaylam. They all become responsible for the hezek of the shor. Muid mishalim nezek shalim, their damage, their responsibility. The tam mishalim chatzin nezek. Now chatzin nezek comes migufoy. So the only one really who is losing over here is the Baal HaShor. The Shomer is walking off scot-free. However, like every other Shomer, there's no difference between a Shomer that allows a behemoth to walk off and the behemoth that he's supposed to be watching gets eaten by wolves, and he's a Pesheah. A Pesheah is Chayiv even by a Shomer Chinam. We're talking over here about he let the Shor wander off. So his responsibility is that half the shor was taken away from the owner. The owner will be tevem for half the loss of the shor. That's his responsibility. The shor will be collected migufoy, and he'll have to cover that. Kefid din meshem. Now there are chilukim between the different shomrim, because the shemichinim is chayiv a shmira pchusa. He's doing a favor for somebody. So male is only mechuyev on minimal responsibility, and the shemisacha is chayiv a shmira meula. A shoyl is chayiv, even if he did a shmir meula, he's still chayiv. And the same thing will be true over here, legabe the shoymer. If he made a shmir meula and the shor was damaged, so then vinishvi, he won't be chayiv. Because if a baal hashor did a shmir meula, even if it was his shor mamish, if he made a shmir meula, if he locked up the behemoth properly, so he won't be chayiv. It's an oinus. Below yishmirenu, the Torah says. But let's say he makes a shmir b'chusa, where he would be chayv if he'd be the owner. Now the shayla is he responsible because he's not the owner? He's only the custodian. He's only the shomer. That'll be telling what type of shomer he is. Be interesting to point out over here. Now the Mishnah makes reference, in machlekes tanoim, legabi the different levels of shmira, that a bailam is mechuyev, depending on how olul the shor is, the Bailim, we're going back over here, nothing to do with the Shomer. It's not get to what we just said, Legabi Shomer, but this is a halacha Legabi the Bailim. The Bailim tied up the Shor with a leash. A Moisera is a long rope, and he ties him, the neck of the behemoth, and he ties him to a post. V'noah b'fon of Karoi. Or he puts him in a barn, and the door is a regular door that should stand up in Ruach Mitzuya. It's the type of door that should stand up. It's called a shmira ru'uya. More accurately, it's called a shmira ru'uya, even though it's a shmir p'chusa. There's a shmir ma'ula where you can lock up a behemoth with iron chains. But l'maisa, the shmira, even a regular door, a regular post, where it's well tied, it's a shmir p'chusa, but it should hold up. That's enough to be considered that the behemoth is watching. It's not v'shilach bi'iroi. Which is the wording that the Torah uses, Legabi Shein V'Regel. Like we said, Shein V'Regel will be Potter. Tam Umuid, the Mehem exhibited wildness, and well, the Shmir B'chusa is not enough. Torah says, V'lo Yishmirenu. L'maisa, the halacha is, Echad Tam V'Echad Muid Chayv. Div Remeh holds Echad Tam V'Echad Muid Chayv. Why? Remeh understands that the regular Shor is not B'cheskat Shimur. Normally people have animals, they walk around, drive down a country road, right? Most shvarim are let loose, and they're not mazik. So when the Torah says he's chayiv, the Torah is upgrading that he's chayiv if it's not watched. But if it is watched, then he's not chayiv. What type of watching? A shmir b'chusa. And then the Torah says, v'lo yishmerenu. So the Torah is saying, v'lo yishmerenu, the Torah is adding that no, the din of tam and mu'ud that are mazik, they're chayiv even when there's a shmir b'chusa, there's no shmir m'ula. That's where Meir holds. Yehuda Omer, Tam Chayiv, Umud Potter. Buda has a little bit of a complicated shita. He holds, the way we just explained the Pasuk, on the one hand, the Torah is telling you that a person's Chayiv on his behemoth that goes crazy and is mazik. What do you mean? The behemoth is allowed to go around. So Rabbi Yehuda holds also that the Pasuk is telling you, V'lo yishmirenu, that he's Chayiv on a Shmir Pchusa. So therefore, Tam Chayiv. However, the Torah adds again by Muid, V'lo yishmirenu ba'olov, where there's the Torah adds another detail that by Muid, it has to be V'lo yishmirenu at all. So a Shmir Pchusa would be enough to patter up a Shor Muid. So if the behemoth breaks loose, behemoth is tied up, he's in a barn, it's a Shmir Pchusa, L'gavi Tam, he would be Chayiv. L'gavi Muid, he wouldn't be Chayiv. And the way he says it is, that since the Torah says, V'lo yishmirenu ba'olov, V'shomu uzeh, L'maisa Shmir Pchusa, is called a Shmir. L'maisa, the Gemara has a fascinating discussion over here, B'shit Tzav Yehuda, it's also in Daf Memhei. And the Gemara says, logically, so you have an interesting fallout of this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that a behemah, the bailam of an animal is more Chayiv on the Hezek that he does, B'shas Tamus, then when he's a mu'ud, counterintuitive. A mu'ud is always more chomer. So Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even after behemoth was mazik a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time, he's a shor mu'ud. Shen lang, he's a shor mu'ud. Enoch nami on a shmir b'chusi, won't be chayiv nezik sholim me'aliyah, out of pocket, like a regular shor mu'ud. But tzad tamus b'mkoymo imedes, kaloshna Gemara. Which means that the chiv that was chal on him, because the Shmir Pchus is not enough to patter from the Hezek of a short time, that stays in place. So when he's Mazik the fourth time, he's going to have to pay a half of the Hezek, Migufoy. And if there's a Shmir, if there's no Shmir, so then he'll be Chayiv, the whole thing, out din Shamud. There's a Nuchaloy Schiv called the Shamud, he'll pay the whole thing out of pocket. If he was Mazik only in a situation with the Shmir Pchusa, so he's not Chayiv Midin Sharmud, he's Chayiv Midin Shartam, so he'll pay a Chatzin Nezik Migufoy, even though he's Batsim Olul, to be Chayiv Alta Sharmud. Reb Lezer has a stricter approach. En Lo Shmir Elosak, and he understands that when the Torah says again, B'lo Yishmerenu by Sharmud, the Torah is telling you, Hezachayim Rebid, this behema is a menace. The Gemara brings even a memram in Nayin Shlo Yigadl Odom Kelav Rabba Toich Besoy. You're holding on to something dangerous. This Shor is an established Mazik. The only way V'lo Yishmerenu, the only way to be Mekayim Yishmerenu is by getting rid of it. Is by En L'Shmir L'Sakin. Shecht it. This behemoth doesn't deserve to be around. You shouldn't be having such a Shor. So Mele Yichayiv B'chol Oifin Shu. Even with a Shmira will not pattern. Now, there is a discussion. You look at the Tesis Yom Tov. It's not clear what comes out of Maskonas HaSugya. The Pashtus of the Sugya is, at least the Gemara runs through a discussion, that even a Shmir Me'ula won't help. Ein L'Shmir L'Sakin, Kipshut HaShal HaMishnah. Es Ken Zayin that the Maskonas HaGemara, the way the Rishonim understand in the last bit of Gemara, is that no. Rabbi Elazar is also asking him that if you lock it up, even a Shur that's old to be Mazik, you lock it up with an iron door, that rather he shouldn't get out. It's only a Shmir Pchusa, he's only reacting to Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Shmir Pchusa is not enough. But Lamai says Shmir Ulu will be enough. But even if there's a Shmir Pchusa, certainly won't be enough. And that much he's masking to Rebbe Meir. So we have three sheets over here. Rebbe Meir holds that a Shmir Pchusa is not enough, a Shmir Ulu is enough. Upater echad tam vechad mu'ud. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tzad tamus is chayiv when there's a shmir b'chusa, but the new din of shmira that you need in order to pater up a shor hamu'ud, that for that is enough shmir b'chusa. And Rabbi Elazar holds certainly you need a shmir mu'ud. It could be no shmir helps at all for a shor hamu'ud.